can't tell for sure sitting here whether there's any notes left on the back tables, but we do have notes to look at right now. So if anybody didn't get one, can you kind of raise your hands? Has everybody got one? We studied Peter's two books. Peter's final section in 2 Peter listed New Testament books like Paul as being scripture. So already by the time 2 Peter was written, AD 67, the Christians were working on which books belonged in the New Testament, canonical, cane, measuring sticks for truth. Now, after Peter, it would have made perfect sense to go over to Paul. We had one request to study Hebrews. So I looked over all the old notes. It has been 11 years since we studied Hebrews. And so I thought we can go ahead and do that. And today we will look at its background. Like 2 Peter, Hebrews had some who wondered about his authority. 20 of the books were already accepted right away by everybody, and they should have done Revelation, should have been 21. There were 6 that went both ways. Eventually, the early church decided they were written by an apostle or someone under the apostle's authority. We did these old notes years ago, but it was a long time ago, so I thought it was okay to use them for the background of Hebrews now. It says at the top that I wrote these in order of what I thought was the strongest conclusion, down to the ones that are a little bit less known. The strongest conclusion is the date for the book of Hebrews. There is evidence that Hebrews was written clearly in the first century, AD 0 to 100. It was written while Timothy was still alive, section A. And here is a reference to Hebrews 13:23. It says this, "Take notice that our brother Timothy has been released, with whom, if he comes, I will see you shortly." So with that line, Timothy was still alive for the date of the writing. Timothy was out of prison. And if we see Timothy shortly, the author and Timothy will come visit the readers. So Timothy was still alive, and that is an early date for the book of Hebrews. Next, B in the section, the temple was still in existence. The temple seems to be still in operation. And that means at the time the book was written, it was before AD 70 when the Romans destroyed the temple. So Timothy is still alive and the temple still is in operation by the lines that we see in the book of Hebrews. It says in Hebrews 8:13, it talks about the New Covenant and Old Covenant. We'd say New Testament and Old Testament. And it seems like the Old Testament is becoming obsolete and ready to disappear. That's the line in Hebrews. It's ready to disappear, but it seems like the temple was still working. It was getting close to when it was not working, but it was still working when the book was written. That means before AD 70. That's Hebrews 8:13. Hebrews 9:9 talks about gifts and sacrifices are being offered, and it says they cannot make the worshipers complete in conscience. But the gifts and sacrifices were still being offered. The temple was still in operation by the time Hebrews was written. In Hebrews 10:11, it says, "The law is a shadow It says they keep bringing sacrifices year by year. Well, it seems like it was still working. The temple was still in operation. The Jewish holidays were still running. That means the date of the writing of that line was before AD 70. Timothy was still alive. The temple was still in operation. Another way, which is C in the notes, a typical way, we look at the early church fathers that quote a New Testament book. If the early church fathers are quoting a New Testament book, then the book was already written before. Early church father Clement quoted Hebrews 17 times. Therefore, Hebrews was written before Clement wrote his book. When did Clement write his book? There are some disagreements, but both options are early. The latest date for the book of 1 Clement is AD 95, but it seems to have been written before that also, because it's got the same thing. The temple is still in operation. It said that in 1 Clement 41:2, not just anywhere, brothers, are they continually offering daily sacrifices, but only in Jerusalem. That's Clement. But he says that they're still offering sacrifices. The temple was still around, so he was writing before AD 70, and he was already quoting the book of Hebrews 17 times. So if we were to look at the evidence for the date of Hebrews, I put that number one. Hebrews was written at the apostolic time period. Hebrews was written very, very early. And the main lesson of Hebrews is Christ is better than the temple system. So that kind of stresses that the temple system was still running very, very early. Book was written before AD 70. Where was the book written from? That's section 2, still on page 1 of the notes. It has something to do with Italy. Because Hebrews 13:24 says, they of Italy greet you. The line, they of Italy greet you, is best understood that the book was written from Italy, usually Rome, but from Italy, to the Hebrews in Israel. We have here in the final paragraph of page 1 this Karl Mosser, and in his opinion, he studied all these Greek letters. I don't mean letters of the alphabet, I mean writing letters. And in his opinion, the line, they of Italy greet you, would mean they from Italy greet you. And all of the early church fathers who make comments of where it was written from Italy to Israel. The Eastern Orthodox Church accepted Hebrews right away. The Western Church took a little bit longer. That is also best explained that the Hebrews was written to the East, to Israel. So we have an early date for the book. We have that it was a co-worker with Timothy and that the temple was still in operation. Who is its author? The author knew Timothy. But it will say in Hebrews 2, 3, and 4 that the author was not an eyewitness of Jesus. So someone who was a friend of Timothy, but not one of the apostles during Jesus' lifetime. If we have the 12 apostles and take Judas off, not one of those 11, because the author cannot be an eyewitness of Jesus. He said that he didn't see Jesus in Hebrews 2, 3, and 4. So he had not seen Jesus, but he lived at an early time, and the author is saying he speaks with God's authority. He speaks for God. Hebrews 12:25. There are many topics in Hebrews that sound like Paul. We will say it was not Paul's style. I'll give that in a second, but there are many topics that sound like Paul. He talks about the Bible being a sword. That's Paul, Ephesians 6. That's also Book of Hebrews, chapter 4, Bible's like a sword. It talks about running the race. Paul had running the race in 1 Corinthians 9. So will Hebrews in chapter 12, running the race, looking to the finish line. Paul talked about the milk and meat of the word. That's in 1 Corinthians 3. We also have milk and meat of the word in the book of Hebrews. Paul talked about Jerusalem above, up in heaven, and Jerusalem below. So will the book of Hebrews. The author was not Paul. It says he had not seen Jesus, and not one of the 11 apostles. But he's related to knowing a lot about what Paul taught. So, not Paul himself, but the Eastern Orthodox Church did think it was Luke and did think it was someone who was right with him. Paul uses Old Testament teaching. It is written. Hebrews says, it says. So probably not Paul. Paul quoted the Hebrew Old Testament. Hebrews quotes the Greek New Testament. Paul writes over and over again, I did this, I did that. The book of Hebrews says, we did this, we did that. So there's lots of Paul's topics in here, but not really like Paul's style. The early church fathers did say, section B, if you want to move along there, section B is the author on page 2, and one said Barnabas, page 2, B, section 2. Tertullian said Barnabas, but Barnabas never went to Italy that we know of, and the book was written from Italy. Section 3 gives all these other guesses, but no one really knows. There's no evidence for them at all. And we get to section 4, where the strongest person of Paul's co-worker that wrote is Luke. Origen of Alexandria, there's the date when he was sure. And I put in the parenthesis here this book. I think it's really odd. University of Texas wrote a dissertation on who wrote Hebrews. That's pretty good. University of Texas doing a dissertation on who wrote Hebrews. This was David Allen, and after his dissertation, he taught at Southwestern Baptist Seminary. And this is a very good book, arguing that there's lots of style in the book of Hebrews, that it's a lot like Luke. Luke was in Italy. 2 Timothy 4:11, Paul says, only Luke is with me. So Luke is in the right place at the right time to be the author. Paul had told Timothy to come in 2 Timothy 4. Hebrews 13:23, Timothy had come. We also have a lot of medical terms. It will be page 3 of your notes. We get to section C, all kinds of medical terms that kind of fit Dr. Luke, MD. Hebrews 4:12, the word of God is, it says quick in the King James. The word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and the spirit, both of the joints and marrow, and is able to discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. This word, for the word of God being like a knife, is actually a word for a surgeon's scalpel. Also, we have this line, joints and marrow. Well, we all know what that is, but we usually don't write letters that way. But the author of Hebrews is talking about a surgeon's scalpel and talking about cutting into people, joints and marrow. Kind of fits like Dr. Luke. Hebrews 12 and 13 talk about running life's race. Then it says, don't be lame. Lame is kind of like a medical word in Greek. Don't have a twisted leg. It's used in Hebrews. Old Greek doctors like Galen and Hippocrates. It's used of a sports injury. So we have in the lines of Hebrews, we have joints and marrow. We have a dislocation. And we have a knife. But that particular word is not used very often, used of a surgeon's knife. Also, we have quite a few medical terms in the book of Hebrews. These are the last two paragraphs that I will now review on page 3, where the last two paragraphs begin with quite a few medical terms. Paraluo, we get paralysis from it. That's in the Bible, only in Luke and Hebrews. Orthos, orthopedics, only in Acts, written by Luke, and in Hebrews. Straighten up, only in the Gospel of Luke and Hebrews. There are a bunch of other words there in the bottom that they are not used by Paul very much, and used a lot more in Hebrews. Stereon, we get steroids from it, 5 times in Hebrews. Once in Paul. Lame. Lame is atrophy in the Greek word. And it's 7 times in the book of Luke and Acts. And then lots of times here. Lame. Hebrews 12:13. Be healed. Never is that word used in Paul. 7 times in Luke and Acts. The style doesn't prove that the author is Dr. Luke, but it kind of looks like it. The medical interest of the author. He was with Paul in the right place. He was with Paul at the right time. 2 Timothy 4, only Luke is with me. Hebrews 13, they of Italy greet you. So, getting to the conclusion, that's section 4 on page 4. The conclusions on section 4, page 4, it doesn't prove that it had to be a doctor that wrote that. Still, look at all these style, all this language. It would support that. It would fit that very, very good. And Luke was in the right place at the right time. So now, who did he write to? He wrote to Hebrew people. He wrote from Italy. He wrote to the Hebrew people. The timing would be about the time that a war broke out between Rome and Israel. Now, we might remember the war between Rome and Israel because the place called Masada, they made an old movie about Masada. But before the Jews did their final battle at Masada. Jerusalem was already taken. The war started about AD 66. Jerusalem was destroyed about AD 70. Masada was taken about AD 73. And the point in the book of Hebrews is, do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. Don't stop going to church. That kind of fits the idea that the Jewish Christians were being told, the Romans are coming to war. We want you to go back to the temple. We especially want the Jewish priests to come back to the temple. We want you to leave the church. We want you to leave Christianity and come back and join our army, since Jerusalem is being threatened. Now, in our time, we can support Israel without becoming Jewish in religion. So a lot of us do support Israel in a battle without becoming Jewish in religion. But the book of Hebrews was kind of written at a time and a place where if you're going to support Israel in this battle, you have to go back to Jerusalem. And if you have been a priest, you have to go back to the priesthood. So many of the priests were obedient to the faith, Acts 6:7. The original readers were at least Jewish, and Hebrews keeps saying, don't forsake the church, don't go back, don't stop the church and go back to Judaism. And it's possible that they were ex-priests, they were at least Jewish, but possible they were ex-priests, and they're saying, don't go back to the priesthood, don't literally go back to the temple to worship there and stop with the church. Now I'm on page 5. If you look at section B, the destination, that shouldn't be too hard. It was written from Italy, written to the Hebrews. It doesn't exactly say Jerusalem, but it must have been either Jerusalem, or if they left the city to be safe because of the army, they would be close enough to return. The date of Hebrews is the strongest, before AD 70. Timothy was still around, the temple was still in operation, before AD 70. It was written from Italy. Timothy, Paul, and Luke were in Italy. The best guess for the author is Luke. Don't have to believe that, but there are lots of references to all these medical terms. The old covenant is close to disappearing. Remain loyal. Hebrews 13, 12 and 13 will say, remain with Christ outside the gate, outside the camp. The Lord Jesus Christ was an outsider. Be with him, be an outsider. Be all right to help Israel in a war, but don't go back to the temple to worship. And if they were priests, don't go back to the temple and become Judaism's priests again. Stay away. Stay with the one who was an outsider. Stay with him who is outside the camp. Then we will look at the verses in Hebrews beginning next time. Will the musicians please come?